O Pioneers, Settling the Frontier by Willa Cather, narrated by John Rayburn. Prairie Spring, evening in the flatland rich and somber and always silent, the miles of fresh plowed soil, heavy and black, full of strength and harshness, the growing wheat, the growing weeds, the toiling horses, the tired men, the long empty roads, sullen fires of sunset fading, the eternal unresponsive sky. Against all this, youth flaming like the wild roses, singing like the larks over the plowed fields, flashing like a star out of the twilight, youth with its insupportable sweetness, its fierce necessity, its sharp desire, singing and singing out of the lips of silence, out of the earthy dusk. Part 1, The Wild Land, Chapter 1. One January day, many years ago, the little town of Hanover, anchored on a windy Nebraska tableland, was trying not to be blown away. A mist of the fine snowflakes was curling and eddying about the cluster of low, drab buildings huddled on the gray prairie under a gray sky. The dwelling houses were set about haphazard on the tough prairie sod. Some of them looked as if they had been moved in overnight, and others as if they were straying off by themselves, headed straight for the open plain. None of them had any appearance of permanence, and the howling wind blew under them as well as over them. The main street was a deeply rutted road, now frozen hard, which ran from the squat red railway station and the grain elevator at the north end of the town to the lumber yard and the horse pond at the south end. On either side of this road straggled two uneven rows of wooden buildings, the general merchandise stores, the two banks, the drug store, the feed store, the saloon, the post office. The board sidewalks were gray with trampled snow, but at 2 o'clock in the afternoon the shopkeepers, having come back from dinner, were keeping well behind their frosty windows. The children were all in school, and there was nobody abroad in the streets but a few rough-looking countrymen in coarse overcoats with their long caps pulled down to their noses. Some of them had brought their wives to town, and now and then a red or a plaid shawl flashed out of one store into the shelter of another. At the hitch bars along the street, a few heavy work horses harnessed in farm wagons shivered under their blankets. Above the station, everything was quiet, for there would not be another train in until night. On the sidewalk in front of one of the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?